gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, August 22nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you want to give a comment into the show, please be relevant, on topic, very pithy with your comments. Greatly appreciate that. Again, don't send me any links to videos or stories. I do not have the time to open them during the breaks and look at them and then decide if I need to put them into the show or not. Comments only. Greatly appreciate it. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of things happening in politics, of course, and Lansing. Looking at different events, different functions, different things, activities that are happening. A lot of it is focused on this Saturday, 10 o'clock, down in Flint, Michigan. Vicky and I have been chosen, selected by our county to go as voting precinct delegates. We were elected on August 6th as precinct delegates. We're going to Flint. We are vetting the candidates. We are talking with other precinct delegates that are actually voting at the convention. And again, I've reached out to Andrew Fink. For some reason, he's refusing to come on the show. He says he needs to spend time talking to each individual precinct delegate individually. Okay, if you think that's the most efficient use of your time, that's great. I respect it. But we're moving on. There's other things happening, and one of the things is the University of Michigan. Now, there are three candidates running for two slots, so this is going to be a very competitive race, and at this point, I'm staying completely out of it. Whatever research you guys do on your own, that's up to you. Many of the delegates, grassroots, patriots, are saying they don't want to support Ron Weiser, the former chairman of the Republican Party. That's fine. I have no problem with that. The other two are very good people. I'm sure they'll do a great job running for University of Michigan. Hopefully, they'll have the money, the resources to win in November. Weiser has the money. He's a multi-gazillionaire, and the guy can absolutely fund a campaign, a very aggressive campaign in November. So that's a call you guys are going to have to make. He is establishment, in my opinion. He is totally supportive of usually candidates that I don't support. But at the same time, we have to win these elections. If he gets the nomination on Saturday, he will come with his checkbook and he will absolutely help the other Republicans get elected on the ticket with him. Donald Trump, all the way down. That's just his mode of operandi. That's the way he works. So you guys make your call on University of Michigan. The other race for Supreme Court, you may have got a text message. Our supported candidate for U.S. Senate, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, came out and officially endorsed William O'Grady against the other candidates running for that seat, Matt DiPernell and Alexandria Taylor. William O'Grady is the individual I'm voting for. So whatever that's worth, you guys can share that information, talk about it. But I believe William O'Grady is the one that would give us the best chance of winning that Supreme Court seat in November. That's it for the first segment. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. This segment, again, brought to you by MyPillow.com. We are in the very last couple of weeks of the summer sale that's going on, taking advantage of a logistic situation that Mike Lindell has going on at the factory in the warehouse out there in Minnesota to get 50, 60, 70, up to 80% off some items. You can go to the website, mypillow.com, shop away, get a couple of those new MyPillow 2.0s, the Giza Dream Sheets. I recommend two sets of the towels, slippers, a mattress topper. You've got a guest bedroom. The mattress is kind of old and saggy. Give a mattress topper, put it on top. It'll make it like a brand new bed. Shop away, put it in your cart, go to checkout, see how much it's going to cost retail. Then go over to the promo code box and put in Trucker Randy, one word, no space, and hit apply. And see how much savings you get. If you spend more than $100, you get free shipping. He'd rather give us these huge discounts on these great products. 30-day money-back guarantee. Anything you buy you don't like, send it back. Put it in a bag and send it to him, and you'll get a full refund. Absolutely a phenomenal offer. It's going on right now till probably the second or third week in September. After we get through Labor Day, they're hoping to have the new warehouse completed, inspected, certificate of occupancy, able to start putting new products into the new warehouse. If that happens, and he has old inventory in the old warehouse, he has got to get high-low drivers in there with semi-trucks and empty out the building before the end of September. His lease has been terminated. The landlord doesn't like him. He doesn't like his politics. So he would not renew the lease on the property, on the building. Mike says, I understand. I'll build a new state-of-the-art warehouse across the street. Thank you very much for being my landlord all these years. It was a long-term lease. It came due. The landlord sent him a letter of intent. He was not going to renew the lease, so Mike had to spend millions of dollars building a new warehouse. We need to help him get rid of this inventory. His representative told me flat out, Randy, Mike said that by the time he pays the warehouse high-load drivers and the semis to move the products across the street, there'd be no profit in those items. No matter what price he sold them at, he's losing money. He'd rather give us the discount. So if you want to take advantage of this, text me MP for my pillow. I will send you the information. Very simply, you go to the website, mypillow.com, shop away. And you can put any item in there that you want. You go crazy, you spend way too much money, it's retailing at $1,000, you're only going to get it discounted down to, say, $500. Every item you purchase was the bare minimum 50% off. You get free shipping. You close on the transaction, putting in your credit card information, confirming it. You'll get an email confirmation of your order. Very, very, very simple. Now, one of the things that people say was, well, Randy, I don't have a computer. I can't do this. Well, no problem. We have an 800 number for you to call. You can absolutely call this 800-654-9659 phone number. And again, you text me, MP, my pillow, I'll send you the information. 800-654-9659. That is a toll-free number. When you call it, it pulls up the Trucker Randy promo code automatically in the operator's computer. So the discount is already applied to anything you order with that operator. They'll tell you the retail price. They'll tell you the discounted price using the promo code Trucker Randy, and you can give them the credit card information over the phone. Again, 800-654-9659. Thank you so much for helping him out, folks. take advantage of these great discounted prices on these products. 30-day money-back guarantee. Any problems, call them. They'll send you a shipping label. You can ship it back and get a full refund. So greatly appreciate you guys helping us out. Tonight is the night. Tonight is Thursday night. The Democrat National Convention will close out with our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, being one of the speakers. And the official roll call vote to nominate Kamala Harris to be their presidential candidate. Tim Walz, the vice president. All of that comes to conclusion tonight. She will probably, they will, the ticket, get a bump in the polls, according to the media, because of this huge celebration, this big party. All the Democrats are there. They're loving it. They got their first woman candidate of color, quote unquote. I put that in finger quotation marks, to run against the evil orange man, Donald Trump. And some of these TV commercials I've been seeing, folks, are absolutely laughable. On day one, Kamala Harris will close the border. She will stop the inflow of illegal immigrants and fentanyl into our country. These drugs, these illegal people will not enter America's borders under President Kamala Harris. On day one, excuse me, you've been the vice president for 3.5 years. You've been the vice president in charge of the border. Because, of course, they've totally denied the fact that there was even such a thing as a border czar. A press conference that Joe Biden announced a couple of years ago, putting Kamala Harris in charge of the border as the border czar. His words, not mine. Now that she's running and going to be the nominee, nominated tonight at their convention, there never was such a thing as a border czar. She was never in charge of the border. No. That was all on Joe Biden. You see, Randy, you don't understand. Joe Biden was the president. The buck stops with him. The president is in charge of the border, not the vice president. Well, then what was that press conference when Joe Biden said and stated very clearly, I'm putting our vice president, Kamala Harris, in charge of the border. I am making her my border czar. She even got up and made comments after Biden said that, thanking him for the opportunity to take care of this problem, this issue. And now it never existed. It didn't happen. That was a dream, Randy. You dreamt that press conference. You dreamt Joe Biden saying those words. You dreamt Kamala Harris acknowledging those words and accepting that responsibility from the acting president of the United States, Joe Biden. Again, I say acting president because he's not my president. He has never been my president, never will be my president. And thank God he passed the baton on Monday night, officially stepping down as anything to do with the Democrat Party. The guy who got 14 million votes in the presidential primary to earn the nomination, to earn the right to run against Donald Trump on November 5th, resigned, stepped down, passed the baton, he's done. Well, Donald Trump has been running some ads attacking Kamala Harris. Some. wait until the convention is over tonight. Start watching your regular programs and start seeing these ads that Donald Trump's going to come out with against Kamala Harris. It's game on, and he is absolutely going to take a baseball bat to all of her liberal, woke, socialist, communist agenda policies. In her own words, her saying things that Donald Trump's going to use against her. This is going to be brutal. Over the next 70-some days, the mailers in the mailboxes, the ads, radio, TV, all the things you're going to hear is going to be brutal. Absolutely brutal. One of the things you have to understand, too, they don't care about the tactics they're going to use, the lies that they're going to try to spin. It's amazing. When I saw a couple of these commercials late night last night, don't want to get into it. I do want to thank, though, Diane and Steve Randall. They heard, listening to the show, the podcast, that Vicki and I weren't able to make it to Mackinac Island last Friday for our 40th anniversary. So they did the next best thing, absolutely. They invited us up to their cottage there in Mackinac City, right on Lake Huron, looking at the ferry docks, looking at the Grand Hotel, and Diane made us this fantastic whitefish dinner. It was great. Thank you so much, Diane and Steve, for doing that for us. We had an opportunity to drive up to Mackinac City, drive back home late last night. Great evening. Absolutely enjoyed it. Thank you so much. One of the things that Vicki and I realized driving back home, Vicki said to me, you know, we need to do that more often. We have a lot of listeners. We have a lot of friends. You know, I really enjoyed getting away from the campaign for a few hours and being able to just sit and talk to real people. Be able to engage and talk back and forth. A lot of memories. We talked about stories of being married over 40 years. They had stories. They've been married 42 years. Yeah, I think they got married when they were like 10 or 12 years old. And it was a great time. We really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for doing that. And Vicki said yes. Looking forward to November 5th being over, moving on in the next stage of our lives, and hopefully getting back to some kind of normal life like regular people. Many of you tried to run for office. You lost. You're still grieving, perhaps, your campaign. We understand totally. Together, we'll get through this. We'll survive. We'll talk about it and help each other out. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.